you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Didn't stay up last night, but the Redskins won on a field goal, right?
Yeah, on a second chance.
Some dumbass jumped off sides. Gave him a second chance.
I just saw a meme. Remember that photo of all the Giants on that boat? Was that before the Super Bowl or an NFC Championship game?
No, that was...
It was before a playoff game, wasn't it?
No, it was a couple of years ago.
I know it was, but...
Beckham was in it.
But there was something...
Odell Beckham was in it.
But there was something... It was before a big game, they were all down partying. They shouldn't have been.
Well, no, it was after a loss.
That was it.
It was after... It was like an... They lost the first game of the season, and then everybody went and hung out on a boat and partied.
And they were like one of the favorites to be in the Super Bowl that year, too. Because it was a big... But it said they have the worst record in the NFL since that photo has been taken.
Ah,
I think that's what it said. Yeah,
no, I think it said they were 0-2 every year since that photo was taken.
Okay, got it. Right, yeah.
They started the season 0-2 every year.
Yeah, has your boy say relax yet?
Yeah, he basically said yesterday he talked to the press. Said, "Look, it's one game. Don't freak out."
Yeah. Well, you're gonna win this week, right? Who do you play?
The Lions on Monday night.
Oh yeah, you probably win that game.
Oh good.
They put the Lions on Monday Night Football.
I know.
Well,
and no, the Packers,
but the Packers,
too,
Packers Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
But hopefully Rodgers continues to play uninspired.
Yeah, he's not that good right now.
He generally doesn't string two of those together.
He doesn't want to be there, man. He'll come back next year for his next team and kick ass.
That's got to wear on you, even subconsciously.
Right.
Yeah, but again, it does him no good to play like crap this year either because he wants to go somewhere else. Yeah.
Maybe saying that lingers in your mindset.
There's a great meme. It shows him standing on the sideline with some players from his own team. And they go, man, we're losing. He goes, no, you guys are losing.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. And your Chiefs are playing
Baltimore on Sunday night.
Make the Ravens 0-2. Come on.
Cleet Blakeman game of the week.
Yeah, that's Cleet. Sunday night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That team has a ton of injuries.
Yeah. Which one?
The Ravens.
Right. Yeah, screw the Ravens.
So watch them beat you.
Yeah. No, they won't. They're not going to beat you guys. Is that game in Baltimore?
Yes.
Okay.
That's one of those that I'm just happy somebody has to lose.
And the Vikings have who? Oh, the Cardinals, and my boys got Luke's Raiders, yeah. And college football tomorrow. Greg's Hogs play who, Craig? We figured it out?
Somebody that they should beat.
Oh, that's right.
Southern Georgia or
Southern
somebody?
Georgia, right. And you're playing somebody you should lose to, Nick, right?
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I gotta watch that.
Penn State plays Auburn tomorrow night. I'm going to be in the crowd for the Kansas Baylor game. Todd's Arizona State. Who do you got?
BYU.
All right.
That'll be a test.
What about Iowa, Iowa State, and K-State somewhere? Yeah.
They have games, too.
And Idaho and Northern Texas. Who are they rooting
Kent
for?
They're State probably Oklahoma at fans. Iowa. Yeah. Iowa, big favorite there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Kent State.
Baylor and Kansas.
Yep.
Craig's Hogs, yeah, Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern, Craig. 3-0, Hogs, man.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on those Hogs.
There are no Idaho football fans. Boise State.
Idaho State. Other Boise State.
Boise State.
Okay.
They like Boise State.
Right.
Oh, Iowa State's at UNLV late tomorrow night. 9:30 kickoff.
In Vegas, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
And Iowa State, 31.5-point favorites.
Yeah, they better start showing up.
And the High Plains of Texas, like Texas Tech.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if they were any good this year.
It was on this date in 1978. The video for Queen's single Bicycle Race was filmed at Wimbledon Stadium in the UK. It featured 65 naked female models racing around the stadium's track on bicycles, which had been hired for the day. The rental company was reported to have requested payment for all of the saddles when they found out how their bikes had been used.
Oh, really? Well, they should have sniffed them first.
That's probably why they had to request replacements.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
We see the video.
Yeah. I've never seen it. I'm looking it up right now.
I don't think I've ever seen that video because MTV wasn't going to show it, but 78 MTV wasn't around yet. But
my bicycle,
I want to sniff my bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like. Say black. I say white. You say black.
Great song, man.
I like that song.
I do, too. They all naked?
Yeah.
Okay.
By God, they are. It's kind of cut in between, like, there's performance video of the band on stage.
I figured that.
And then it cuts into the shots of the naked chicks. But, yeah.
Boobs and all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to sign into YouTube to see it because it was adult content.
Oh,
inappropriate.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they're naked.
I'm surprised there aren't more music videos like that.
Of just naked.
Well, if
people.
You had a budget, a bunch of dudes in a band, like,
right.
let's get dozens of naked women again.
Yeah, exactly.
Again.
We did it in the last video. I know. Let's do it again.
That was fun.
Right.
Couldn't they just clean the seats off? You know,
with their rough pig tongues. Yeah.
Well, what are the seats made of?
I don't know.
Probably there you go.
Plastic or leather?
Vinyl.
I can't see them in this shot.
That reminds me of that Mark Gross joke.
Like that?
Yeah. Just because a vagina touches it doesn't mean you have to throw it away.
Well, Freddie Mercury would.
That's what I hope.
Yeah. Right. Doesn't Mark Gross have that joke about seeing some hot girl on a bike with his friend, and he's like, wouldn't you like to be that bicycle? He's like, I'd rather be the guy doing her.
That's a great Gross joke.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The NFL is announcing the Indianapolis Colts will be featured in an in-season version of the HBO show Hard Knocks.
Now that's going to be disruptive. In-season?
Yeah.
Cameras running around like that while you're trying to just live your life and play some football during the season?
Don't you think they're kind of used to that?
Not like this.
I think this is a lot more intrusive.
This is way more intrusive.
I think there are a lot more cameras everywhere because everybody's doing social media stuff now.
This is different,
but this is a little bit more invasive.
Right. The first episode airs November 17 on HBO. New episodes every Wednesday through the end of the season.
Oh, so that's this year. Yeah. They're filming them right now.
Right.
Okay, I got it.
They must feel it's worth their while.
Right. You can turn it down.
Some teams
can turn it down.
Yeah.
I know my guys can turn it down.
Or do you think the NFL forced this on them?
They can force certain teams. They can. If they don't have anybody, they can force them.
The preseason one, I believe it's if you have a new coach or if you made the playoffs,
you can turn it down.
You're able to say no.
That's it, right.
So there's a portion of them that they can force it upon.
Right.
Well, that's another reason to make the playoffs, isn't it?
To not have that crap.
Yeah.
Right.
But then you got guys. I mean, this year it was the Cowboys again.
But he loves that.
Jerry Jones will do that every year.
He loves
if they
that.
Let him.
Right.
He loves the pub.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of that. I don't have any interest in the Cowboys.
I didn't watch any of the Hard Knocks.
I watch it every year because it's.
I don't.
I like it.
Yeah. It's kind of the same every year.
It's the same every
yeah,
year. Same.
But it's a side of things you don't get to see. It's interesting. And dear God, do the Cowboys have a palace down there? Training facility?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
It's like a whole complex.
Is it in California?
No, the one they have in Dallas, actually. It's crazy. They have an indoor 12,000 seat arena.
Who are they losing to this week, hopefully?
The Chargers.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. In L.A.?
That's a gross game.
Yeah. You hate the Chargers. That's why. Yeah. Only Chief fans hate the Chargers.
And everybody hates only, the Cowboys. Yeah. Yeah.
Not only, but surely they do hate them.
And Brady's going to play till he's 50. So we got that to look forward to.
Great.
Great. Until somebody takes his knee out, hopefully.
That.
Why do you wish that on people?
Because I don't want Brady to. I don't
Not
want to
people.
Watch him six more years.
Brady.
Tom Brady.
Yeah. See, I don't hate him as much.
I hate him. Well, I'm glad he's not a Patriot, because Patriot fans got nothing, and I love that. But
I hated him as
I'm
a Patriot
tired of him.
Guy.
Tired of him.
The only thing I can see if he
unless
plays,
he's beating Rodgers, you know.
Here's how he answered it.
Who?
50? Brady.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on Gronkowski's. The two of them have a little podcast.
Oh, great.
And
it's something the team does. I saw the video.
Apparently a
it.
New YouTube show or something. One question was whether Brady can continue to play football until he's 50.
Can Tom Brady play until 50 years old?
Wow. Seems to be a really hot question lately. Can Tom Brady play till 50?
You're 44. That's
oh, he's talking
years.
About the third person.
The third person.
Great. I don't nice. Find it so difficult. And plus in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
Yeah, I love the third person. That's great. Yeah. Can Tom Brady play? It's you dumbass.
Yeah.
That's you.
That always bugs me so much.
Yeah, me too.
The only upside of this I can see is if he keeps playing with Tampa and keeps winning, it's just a big F you to Patriots fans.
I do like that.
Because he could have stuck around and done that for your
yes,
team.
Yes, he could have. Yes, he could have.
You know? He wasn't done when he left your team.
Yeah, and they all wanted to keep the coach and not him. Well, they should have kept him.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love how he has to be in Florida to glide into retirement. Once you marry Giselle, you can glide into retirement. Wherever the hell
anywhere.
You want.
Yeah, Gronk noted that the real question should be whether Tom's wife Giselle will let him continue.
I think it's, will Giselle let Tom play till 50? That's the real question.
That is a way better question. That was, of course, no. That answer. I'm sorry, babe. I love you. You would let me. You'd let me do anything as long as I'm happy.
She wanted him to quit a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bad that he didn't.
At least he's NFC's. He's the NFC's problem now.
Shut up.
And the Chiefs last year.
Yeah, I do hope Mahomes gets another shot at him. Because no matter what Mahomes does, at this point, if he can't get the best of Brady, that'll always be a part of him. You're like, oh, you couldn't get past that dude.
What was Giselle chirping about a couple years ago? She got on social media and made some kind of rant, and she's kind of shut up since. I think she got a mandate.
She was a bitch.
Yeah, she was. I was talking about something.
Remember they lost the Super Bowl, and she was in the hallway saying, oh, our guys didn't catch the balls and my husband was throwing at them.
If they had some good receivers, maybe this wouldn't
have
happened.
They lost the Giants. They lost one of the Giants.
I think it might have been the Philly game.
It might have been. Right.
I think it was more recent than that.
Yeah, she was casting some dispersions on everybody but her boy. And I think he told her to shut up. she
you think that's how that worked out?
Yeah. She hasn't spoken up since. Yeah, I think the foot came down.
Well, he's got to be like, hey, that's not helping.
No, honey,
right.
Don't be that. Don't be the wife that bitches. that's just in general, by the way.
Don't be the wife
that bitches.
Right. You're not addressing anyone. He's not addressing anyone specifically.
No, it's all women.
Right.
That's what Push told me to say.
He did say that.
Yep.
He's not even in the room. I can do that. Yeah.
Are y'all going to the Kansas State Fair this weekend?
No, but I will be in Kansas. I'll be in
it's
Lawrence tomorrow.
It's been going
tomorrow,
on for some time now.
I know. It's in Hutch, right?
Yes.
What have we missed?
It's in Hutch. It's
well, I'm not sure what you have missed. That's tough to tell.
Yeah. It looks to me like there's a milking demo every day.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the
every day in Hutchinson, there's a milking demo, or just during this thing?
No, just in the
during this thing.
I do a milking demo sometimes.
Just in the milking parlor. Do you have a milking parlor?
No.
It's usually the bedroom.
I'll do the demo.
Yeah.
Now, they, too, have a butter sculpture.
Okay.
A lot. Mangino?
I saw America's playing there. What are the bands? Yeah, Mangino.
I can't. There's a hypnotist playing at the arena tonight.
Screw you.
Hypnotist in the arena. I'm going to be in Hutchinson October 22nd at the Red Shed Music Venue.
There you go.
Are you?
Yes. Hutch. Nick's coming to Hutch. Nick's coming to Hutch.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the there's the rub-a-dub-dub what's in the tub exhibit.
Ooh.
What's that?
Yeah, I'd like an explanation.
Do I look like
these.
A state fair?
Because at the same time,
I've often thought that.
Is
that a state fair?
No,
no, that's great.
Exhibit, there's also a ninja experience going on. That looks like it's tomorrow.
Rub-a-dub-dub, what's
like
in the tub?
Like an American ninja thing?
They just reach in and grab somebody's, you know, oh, you're in the tub.
Again, it's just ninja experience. There's Kiefer Madness, but I don't know what that is.
Kiefer Sutherland exhibit?
Sutherland-themed
exhibit.
Kiefer
Sutherland exhibit?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm fascinated by the milking demo at the milking parlor. I
wish you are. There's several a day.
Yeah.
Right.
Are they milking goats? Puss wants to know.
They may.
I'll get the answer for you, Puss.
There is goat milk. Yeah.
The birthing center at Moo U.
All right. Yeah. Go watch a cow get born?
You well, there's the sheep, swine, and goat building.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Ooh.
That was the answer, Puss.
Which
wanted.
One do you choose?
All of them.
Thank
is
you.
Is he still gone?
His head's on a swivel there.
That's almost not fair for somebody.
Sheep, swine, and goat.
This afternoon, there's the celebrity goat milking.
Oh, we could have got pushing in. Hutch here, they love the show. Listen to the
T95. We could have got his ass there by 3.
Yeah.
Where did Puss go? Did he hear about the fair? He's already driving there.
You did say the Kansas State Fair is going on, and he literally walked out of the studio then, and he hasn't been back yet. He's on the road.
He's probably already on the interstate.
Oh,
he brought beer.
He got some beer.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
It's in Hutch, Puss. It's in Hutch. I know you want to go there later on. You can be there by 3.
The celebrity goat milking competition.
You're going to win that hands down. You got to use your hands, though, Puss. Yeah.
Right.
That's going to be harder.
Yeah, it will be harder. When you're used to your mouth.
You will be looking for the sheep, swine, and goat building for the celebrity goat milking.
By the way, for the Kansas State Fair, we make fun of all fairs.
Right.
In fact, ours was Nebraska had one a couple weeks ago, and we didn't even talk about that because
we don't
care.
Like Nebraska seems to have a fair out of obligation.
They seem that way. They just moved it out of the populated area because nobody wants to go.
Well, they moved it to a place where I think more people would go. It'd be easier for a lot of people to go. That
I don't see any big
that
want to
see it. That want to see it. Right, yeah. Right. Omaha and Lincoln didn't care.
Right.
That's why they got it out of there.
Don't they schedule an occasional big name, though? Because I don't see any at the Kansas State Fair.
America's playing there.
Unless I'm looking at the wrong part of the website here.
That's where I got kicked out of that Lynyrd Skynyrd concert was the Nebraska State Fair.
Oh,
okay.
Now, they were handing out hairspray samples in front of the arena.
Costner's band was playing there this year.
Oh, yeah, Costner played there.
That's right. Nelly's playing at 2 tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, God,
2?
That's, he's
2?
Horrible.
No, thanks.
Tyler and I saw Nelly.
He was horrible. We didn't go to a Nelly concert. He played at a halftime at a football game.
Oh, that's right.
And it was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen a lot of bad.
And it was the whole field away.
I know. He was across the field. Nowhere near
stands.
You couldn't
get anywhere near it.
Yeah. And there was no band on stage. It was a tape, and he was just moving around singing, rapping Nelly crap.
Yeah, he did about 5 minutes of Nelly.
Now, hang on. We got a goat milker here.
Oh, good.
Plus, you can just call in.
Our buddy Gino.
Oh, he is a goat milker. Yeah.
How do you milk a goat, Gino?
Hey, you big freaking homos. I'm standing right in the middle of a bunch of goats right now.
I bet you are.
Fortunately, I don't milk them.
Yeah.
Sharon does.
Uh-huh.
I just hang out and scare them because they know I want to eat one. but she won't let me. She won't let me.
All right.
I heard you talking about the different phases of Puss.
Yes.
You know, he was a little nervous when I first called,
mm-hmm.
So I think he might be uptight Puss. All right. Hey, try to get out to the shack before it closes October 17th. Love
right.
you guys.
See you, man.
All right.
And the Junior Doe Dairy Goat Show.
The hell? Another goat show.
Apparently,
it's the sheep, swine, and goat building.
Good point.
You
got
to have stuff going on at the sheep, swine, and goat building.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Zach, the rural sanitation worker.
Oh, the plank pisser.
Wants to get plank pissing in at the Kansas State Fair this year.
Why not?
Just a demonstration.
Right. A demonstration of how you plank and piss.
Yeah. It can be done.
The open swine breed shows are tomorrow morning at 9:30.
You literally did that. Walk out of the room just when he said the Kansas State Fair is going on, and you said you walked out of the room, and you weren't back for a long time. I kind of figured what you were doing.
Yeah,
was
I
still,
had to go run.
It was still funny though, because it's like he was going a little longer. Maybe he's on the road to Hutch.
Can I tell you how much I'm not going to miss running to that damn gate?
Well, now you're going to have to run to the bottom of a garage, aren't
no.
you?
No, no, they come out. They drive.
Whoever's going to be dropping stuff off can drive to the top.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Or put it in the elevator.
Yeah, whatever.
You just send it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we get a little dumb waiter built? And, you know, people just put food and beer in.
That's pretty much what push it up.
If we only
it's
had
just
to
a full-size elevator.
We only had to fire a smart one.
Yeah. Don't call Puss a dumb waiter.
Or just a dumb guy.
Producer.
Doesn't have to be a waiter.
We got to apologize. That whole bit was hammering you. That was like 10 minutes.
It actually...
It was just, it went right
we were actually hammering state fairs, not Kansas.
No, no. I'm talking about apologizing to Puss.
He's fake apologizing to me.
I'm not apologizing to Kansas. Kansas
yeah.
gets it. Puss is,
yeah.
That was just too brutal, man.
That
was continuously.
Yeah. The state fair's going on. See you guys.
It was every joke for the past 12 minutes was you.
Yeah.
I mean, that was brutal. We should all apologize.
Yeah. Oh, no. That was a great segment. Yeah. Excellent segment.
And I don't buy your apologies anyway.
Usually we'll throw one of the other guys under the bus, including ourselves. Here once in a while, but that was 10, 12 minutes of just you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
I'm not shocked.
Uptight Puss. I like that one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.